Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that. Gavin Pollak. What's that? Yes, the one from the TV. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep, also from the internet. Okay, but I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? In no particular order, let's quickly check in with Craig Kukowski for his rules for after Labor Day. Cacao?
Kevin, no white. No white. Number one, no white. Number two,
no white.
No white.
Okay.
Anything.
No white wine.
What?
People?
No white. You're going to take the no white pants, no white shoes a little further.
Yeah, let's go all the way with it.
I mean, I'm not even sure it's been no white shoes for a very, very long time, but certainly I feel it's still no white pants, right?
Yeah. Yeah, no white underwear, which I think a lot of people forget. And I understand that this fall, you know, a lot of venues are going to be checking, you know, because they're checking your results,
sure. Right?
Your test results for COVID. They're going to be checking your underwear as well. So,
Joe, you're cool because sure you could just point to the one area that's not ever white. So thank you, Craig. And now say hello to Chris Alvarado. Becoming film savvy, what films from your summer can you recommend as we enter the fall?
Well, there's this real sleeper indie hit that I just saw for the first time. It came out in 1994. I believe it's called, I don't know how to pronounce it, Pulp Fiction? Pulp Fiction.
That's close enough.
If you haven't seen this movie, I really recommend it. Right. Like I said, I just saw it for the first time. It's got a couple good actors in there. You might know John Travolta. He's in that movie. Samuel L. Jackson, among others. I really recommend that.
A quick spoiler alert. What's in the briefcase?
Well, according to the internet, it's his soul.
That's right.
His soul. Also, I only own two pair of white underwear. And when I put them on, I feel nice.
Okay.
I just want to say that.
Okay. That's pretty good. Hey, let's all cheer Jackie Gonzalez de Ruthe.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Funnier now than then. Favorite footwear and why?
Well, I have to say I had to get like a very specific kind of sneaker because I had this ongoing foot injury that's still with me. And my podiatrist was like, gave me all of these rules. She didn't say brands, but she was like, it must, you know, fulfill these qualifications.
Sure.
And based on all of that, my ideal sneaker is a Jordan.
And hell yeah.
Unfortunate is that I'm not a hype beast. I'm not going to spend like $500 on a pair of Jordans, but now I want to. I love them so much.
Now you want to.
I found mine are a kid's Jordan because I couldn't find one that I enjoyed at the store that I was at that were women's, but lucky me, my feet are tiny. So Jordans, I want so many. I want to just get myself a new pair for like every holiday. And I haven't done that yet, but I don't think a holiday has passed yet. You know, really, a gift giving one.
Really quick, Kevin, can you, just for the listeners, I noted this. Can you define what a hype beast is?
Oh.
Yes. Okay. Much like tiny feet, tiny penis. James with his size 7 just perked up. What now?
hype beasts are people that are like obsessed with sneakers and like sneaker drops, and it's like special, like very exclusive. Only 3 of these sneakers were made, and they're like wrapped in plastic, and they go to like sneaker cons. Like it's a whole, it's a culture, and I'm there aesthetically. But I'm not there financially.
Yeah, don't.
I mean, even if I was there financially, I would never spend that much money on a pair of shoes.
Never say never, A. And
you're
also,
right.
Two, when you get that first pair and you've paid too much, I believe a problem will, in fact, follow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that a curse?
Once you, nope, it's life. It's human
once
nature.
Once you get a taste.
Once you justify that
you
first
one.
You
have a taste. You have something that you've done this with. You've gone down a hole.
Watches.
He plays poker.
Watches,
he plays poker.
There you go.
What about Jamie has some nice shoes, right, Kevin?
She might.
Okay, I'll shut up. I'll shut up. You know what? I know when I've said too much.
I might have specifically gone to a store in Milan the last time I was there.
Amazing.
And point and go, those now, please.
They have a Skechers store in Milan.
Why wouldn't they?
Shoe palace.
I mean, it's Skecheria.
Sorry, yes. Skecheria.
Yeah. Hey, there's James Heaney, Jimmy J.J. Henson. Does your family even know you're doing this podcast?
You know what? It's crazy. They don't. I think my mom and my family's seen me do improv maybe my whole life 3 times. One of the times was in high school, and my balls showed on stage, and I think that kind of made it so that they never came and watched.
What happened?
No, don't leave. Are you serious? Don't leave. Don't ask for the check yet. I am serious. I was playing a short form game called World's Worst, and it was World's Worst Plumber, and I pulled my pants down kind of like to the crack. But the problem was I used to wear really baggy pants, and when I bent over, they went all the way down.
So I'm sorry.
My family never came back again.
You wanted to show the crack. You ended up showing your nuts. No. And I think somewhere along the voyage, your balloon tie might have also been shared.
I didn't know until a while afterwards that my family saw my balls. I knew that I got in trouble for showing my ass, but when I found out that my grandma was like, my mom told me one time that my grandma did not like that show. It was tough.
So grandma,
but they won't even listen to the podcast for fear that they might see my balls.
Sure.
So I'm so sorry. A balloon tie. Is that what we're calling, Jackie?
You want to circle back to the asterisks?
Is that what we're calling a dick?
No, that's your butthole.
Because I'm like, that's so mean to
say. You know what? At first, that's what I thought. That is what I was thinking. That's but perfect. Now that I think, yeah, butthole looks like a balloon tie.
Hey, I know what hype beast is.
I like that she said that's perfect. Oh, that's perfect. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Is that what we're calling a
dick? I wear a size 6 so cool, shoe. So. Like his tiny little balloon tie.
All right. This episode will come with a disclaimer. And a warning, keep the kids, put the kids to bed and then give a listen. And last, but not nearly enough wasabi for you if you think I'm loose, it's Joey Greer. And keeping with this theme, not knowing it was coming, bifurcated anus, what would you like to say to that teacher in school who just didn't get you?
I'd like to sit him down now. Mm-hmm. I'd like to go out to a nice steak bar, you know, go to a nice steak bar.
Absolutely.
Sit them down and just have a conversation as adults. Uh-huh. And then about, you know, a third of the way into the conversation, I'm going to have one of my buddies come up to me and I'm going to have my buddy come up to me and tap me on the shoulder and go, excuse me, sir, your car is being towed. And I'm going to go, are you serious? And I go, yeah. Do you drive that Rolls Royce Lamborghini? And I go, yes, I do. And then you got to get out there quick because they're gonna tow it.
So
now.
That's the way you rub it in the teacher's face is by having a friend say your Lamborghini Rolls Royce is being towed.
Exactly.
That's pretty fucking baller. I had never thought of that. All of our scene suggestions are gathered from your listener emails, or they come in from our Patreon VIPs who get priority. What's that you say? Well, that's just how it works. To become a patron supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content, including standalone bonus scenes. That's right. Just for you. Video of our recording sessions, and at the highest level support of the Alchemaniac, you'll have a chance to join one of these very Zoom sessions as we record. You'll be muted. Okay. Just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, please write to the podcast at our email address, alchemythis@gmail.com. Once again, that's alchemythis@gmail.com. Scene one comes from patron VIP Lawrence Stewart, who wrote, "You are all more than welcome to call me Larry." Okay, so we had an issue with Lawrence before. Yeah. You remember this, James? Good, because he's about to address you in this missive.
Oh, no.
He goes on. Also, James Michael equals Mike. Jonathan equals Jonathan. Excuse me, equals John. Samuel equals Sam. Lawrence equals Larry.
Well, I never knew that. You know, I feel like that's not a given. I feel like Lawrence could be a lot of different things, or well, Larry could.
Like, okay. Let's express. Go ahead. What else you got?
Like Liam.
Larry Liam could be Larry? Liam.
Lark.
Mm-hmm.
Larry Short for Lark.
I like Lark.
I like Lark Short for Lawrence.
All right. Well, okay. I've never really met many Larrys, and I certainly have met fewer Lawrences.
Have you ever said in life, "Hey, Lair, hold up, wait up"?
No.
Okay, because that would be the super abbreviation. Lawrence goes on to say, "A wonderful day, evening to you all. P.S. Just for the hell of it, here's a scene suggestion: Sao Paulo, the city in Brazil. Thank you all, as always. Am I saying it wrong?
Sao Paulo.
This feel, baby, I get it. Just relax. This is the beach. I don't need to hear you.
You're right.
Relax.
You're right. Oh my gosh.
Would either of you like to purchase some shells? Shells for sale.
No, thank you.
Either in a necklace, earrings, shoes.
No, well, let's just see what they got. This is, what
sandwich. I've got shells on rye. Let's see. Shell shake.
Got a shell shake. This is a big joke, guy. Babe, this is what you want to do right now? You want to just tell jokes with somebody?
Larry, come on.
It's Larry. So I'm in trouble.
You know what? We're good on the shells. Thank you.
I could swing by a little later.
You tour.
Thank you.
What room are you guys in?
The Earth.
We're room 614.
614.
You're the most famous stand-up comedian in the world. And you're telling me you want to spend 20 minutes?
I'm not Nikki Schitz here, okay?
Then I'm not Larry.
I'm Nicholas Schitzman. Okay? Why every time we go out, you bring up that I'm this massive stand-up guy? Who gives a shit? It's paying for all this? I don't care. That's fun. That's what I like to do. This is what I want to do. I want to be here.
Okay.
But you want to be somewhere else. You know what? Maybe the concierge was right.
Oh my God. Is that Nikki Schitz over there? I'm such a huge fan.
Go introduce yourself.
You think so? He's on vacation. I shouldn't. Should I?
Look, we're both Americans in Sao Paulo. I mean, what are the odds?
I don't know.
I mean, you've got common ground with him. You have every Nikki Schitz special on VHS.
I do.
Including several that came out after the advent of VHS. We had to get them transferred onto VHS.
Well, otherwise it's not a collection.
Exactly.
Well, okay, you don't think it's going to... Okay, yeah, I'm going to do it.
Hey, would you folks like some shells? I got shells as a necklace, earrings, shoes, sandwich.
No.
Shake.
Trust me, you're gonna want the Brazilian wax. It's gonna make you feel like you're in Sao Paulo, okay? So let me just go nuts on the area. If you trust me.
I do, yeah, okay.
How many years have I been waxing you? How many?
Like 100?
Linares, you look so young. Don't do that to yourself.
Don't do that to yourself.
When you told me that you were 42, I was shocked.
Don't tell a soul.
I would never. None of my friends know who you are. I would never.
What?
None of my friends know who you are. Linares.
Seriously? What do you mean none of your friends know who I am?
None of my friends know who you are. It is like beautician, patient, not patient, but you know, like beautician, customer confidentiality. Like, I'm all up in your business. I cannot tell people that I know you.
Better, you can say something to somebody. Like, I had like this client that was so fucking hot and cool.
Yeah, but like, they don't know exactly who you are. They don't know that you're Linares De Niro. They don't know everything about
you. But like,
you. They
don't what know is this? Details. Like, why do you hide me?
I'm not trying to hide you, okay? I'm just trying to... Listen, maybe we should keep this just a professional relationship. Maybe I should just wax the cooch and move on.
Okay, great. Yeah, maybe that's exactly what we should do. That's exactly it. Because I don't even know if I want to be in a situation where someone who's waxing...
If you're angry, Linares, I don't want to do this if you're angry. It's not going to come out right. It's going to hurt you more.
Oh, because you're going to hurt me?
No, I don't want to hurt you. I don't want to hurt you. I'm telling you that if you're going in with that kind of attitude, it's probably going to hurt it more. I'm trying to avoid that.
You know, Yanelis, maybe I should go see somebody else.
Are you
kidding? I don't want to be Brazilian.
Are you kidding me right now? Do you know? First of
all, I'm not joking. I'm not fucking Nikki's shit.
Wow. You know that.
Well, you were wise to get a second opinion because, you know, granted, Brazilian is a popular wax.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, going Polish wax is, you know, it's first of all, it's cheaper. And, you know, I'm going to address the same areas. It's just not going to be quite the same cut, you know, because okay. we wear different bathing suits. And
what is up with all these, like, boiling onions?
Oh, I'm making pierogi later, okay? So I'm boiling some onions now. I'm going to stuff the pierogi with onions and mushrooms.
So wait a second, like, this kitchen is like, is this your office or like, what is, am I in your home?
It's
like,
kind of, it's a little all-purpose.
Hey, yeah. Stan, how the onions coming, all right?
They're coming along. They're coming along.
Okay, good. All right.
Do you, like, talk about your clients?
No. No, I mean, you know, I
he would tell me. Not for nothing, he would tell me.
I would tell Stosh.
Yeah, you know, about your cooch.
Stosh would be the first to know.
But you wouldn't talk about, like, meet any of your friends or, like, family or...
Oh, no. Come on.
No, that's not,
you know, I think I'm going to go see someone else. I think.
I'd like to send the shell shake over to the two that are over there in those lawn chairs. I don't think they're lawn chairs. Bathing chairs? Sunbathing chairs?
Oh,
gosh. I'm so nervous.
That's okay. Guys, you want to send two shell shakes?
No, just one to the gentleman. That's the, Nikki. That's Nikki Shits.
I don't know what that means, but you're talking about the chaise lounges by the pool.
Is that what they're called? Yes. Those, the chaise
lounges. Chaise lounges?
Yes.
The chaise lounges. Okay.
Okay.
Yes. This is our first time overseas.
This is exciting. And tell them it's from us.
Okay, so we are good. We're in a good place.
Yeah, we are. I know. We're in a beautiful situation. I just want you to appreciate it.
Okay.
I really don't know what causes these fights. I don't, like, Larry, I'm really trying to figure this out. I thought this trip was going to bond us.
It's probably my own insecurities, if I'm being honest. And I don't want that to cause a rift between us.
Well, it is. It's causing a huge fucking rift, okay?
Just,
you know what? The hotel has
in the world.
So what?
How could you love me? How could you love me?
Oh my God. Larry.
How could you love me?
You gotta love yourself first. All right?
Impossible.
Okay, great. All right. You know what?
Impossible.
I'm gonna take a walk. Okay.
Okay.
You have cash.
Excuse me, pardon me. I'm so sorry to interrupt.
We're good. I don't want any shells, okay?
This was bought we're good. For you, Mr. Shitstofsky.
Schitzman.
This is a shell shake, and it was bought by that gentleman over there, the one with the crazy eyes that's staring and sort of
Why
waving.
Is there only one?
He bought one from this gentleman. I'm so sorry, but he just bought one. That's on him.
Hi, we're American, too.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much for the thank you. Thank you for the shake. I really appreciate it. No, you're not. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Have a great time in Sao Paulo.
Do you want me to come over there?
What?
That is scene one. That is scene one. I do not want to see him come over there.
God, I could listen to the Joey Jackie scene
all
fucking day.
I'm with you. I'm
Daenerys De Niro.
Oh, so good. Fuck. That was crazy.
305, man. 305.
You guys want to hear a crazy story? This isn't an inappropriate time to tell this because you're supposed to be giving the second. Sorry. But
No. Go.
The lady, I did have like a regular waxer when I lived in Miami. And then I moved out here and I made friends with a dude, Philip Molina. He's in the comedy community. Guess what? His sister. My waxer.
Oh. Was in Miami or out here?
And when I met him, because she had told me about her brother, it was out here, and she had told me about her brother who moved to LA, who went to UF. So then when I met him, and I knew his name because of her, and when I met him, I was like, wait a second, is your sister blank? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, cool, she waxes me? Like, okay.
Yeah, if you ever need to know anything about my tiny, tiny penis, you can ask your sister. Scene two. Comes from listener John, that's spelled J-O-N, James, if you're okay with that, who wrote, hey, Kevin, my suggestion is someone who is always trying to bring song lyrics and or movie quotes into conversations, appropriate or not. Looking forward to seeing
what all of you do with that. And just wanted to add that Rule is my favorite brownie. What? Okay. John from near San Antonio.
Can you pass me the spaghetti? I just got, it's just not that often that we all get to be here, you know, breaking bread. And I'm just so happy we do it. Even if it's just,
do you want
once a year.
Do you want the cheese?
Yeah, that'd be great. Parmesan if you got.
Yeah, yeah. They only have Parmesan.
Yeah, whatever that block is. I don't know. That's it. I'm done talking. I'm done talking. Let's eat.
Well, oh, man. Hey, we're all family and we don't get to see each other a lot.
Mm-hmm. This is nice.
This is nice. I'll just say it. All right. I'm digging in. All
right. before we eat, I know that we're all hungry, but we're all family and we don't get to see each other a lot. And we're here and we're seeing each other and it's so amazing. And I just want to say your support throughout this past year has really meant a lot to me with the divorce and everything. I felt like you guys would be mad at me and you weren't. And I just felt like that meant a lot to me because I always felt like maybe a little bit of a black sheep of the family. Like,
thou shall not pass the spaghetti to me. I'm sorry for interrupting. Could you pass that spaghetti?
Wait, what? Yeah. Hmm? Go ahead, Cindy.
Go ahead. Sorry. Thank you.
Danny, what the
That's
fuck?
That's okay.
What? I was just looking. I'm hungry. I don't want to interrupt the speech. It's, sorry. Thank you for the spaghetti.
Wow. Listen, it wasn't your fault, Cindy. That was the whole thing.
And we, Cindy, okay, that was beautiful. It's
Cindy,
it's
that
done
was beautiful.
Me. Okay. All right.
I mean, while you were talking, I was thinking I'll have what she's having. But
what?
Let's see.
What's up?
Let's see.
Okay. All right.
I think we should.
Thank you, Lord. Blessings. Mm.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
well,
Lord.
Well, let's also, hold on. I mean, some of us might not be Christian here. I'm not Christian.
You're right.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean
that. Thank you.
I didn't.
Earth, Mother. Thank you. Thank you, Earth.
Okay. All right. Okay. Oh, my God. This is a sauce.
Nice sauce.
Mm. You know, I was thinking maybe tomorrow we can go for a walk in the park. I don't know. We have this weekend. That might be nice just to kind of relax.
Which park? There's a couple different parks. Did you
have? Hey, I'm sorry. Can we just all just be quiet and eat?
Wow.
Oh.
But.
Can we just be quiet and eat for a little bit? Huh? So what it's been a while since we've all been here to eat together.
Okay.
Like old times.
It's where been we didn't, a while. Since,
like we
since
didn't we talk because dad
let's
was
just
eat.
Not talk.
An insane and person. Eat. And we were afraid to talk because he might lose his shit on one of us.
That okay, he's want. Dead now. He's dead now.
Yeah, he's gone. So we don't have to eat in silence. But sure, let's do that because you're okay. The oldest.
That's good.
I'm so sorry. Leo, can you chew less loud? It's hard for me to enjoy my meal when I'm listening to you.
Well, I didn't... Is anybody else feel the same way?
I mean...
First off, I want to comment on... What do you mean I didn't?
You didn't what?
You didn't what? You didn't close your fucking mouth.
Okay. All right.
All right?
What's happening? Hey.
Get off of me. Listen, all right, if we're going to have
Dad's
fucking
dead.
Dinner.
Dad's dead. Okay?
Yeah, Dad is dead.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
And you know what else is dead? Talking right now when we're eating.
Okay.
Bury it.
Okay.
This is bury it.
Normal for Buca de Pepe, so can we please act like all the other families?
Well, I got the side room, so I think they're going to give us a little space.
How's everyone doing? Okay, you having a good time at Book?
We're having Antonio. A great time. We're having a great time. Thank you.
Antonio.
Okay, you need more bread here?
More bread. Yes,
yeah.
Please.
Yeah, bread. Everybody want bread?
Yes.
And let's get some more. Can we get some more of that octopus?
Ugh.
Yeah. We'll keep them coming. It's a never-ending octopus is the appetizer you
in
order.
That case, Antonio, would it be octopi?
No, octopuses is actually the correct plural.
Okay, thanks for that.
Interesting. Hey, where is the older man that usually sits with
dead.
You here?
He's dead.
He's gone.
Oh, you're boy, locked. I put my foot in it, didn't I?
No, it's fine. He's burning in hell. He's burning in hell. Right, Jack? Okay. He's burning in hell.
Well, I mean, we assume that.
You believe in God?
Oh, yes, very much.
So you probably believe in heaven and hell?
I do believe in heaven and hell.
So our Father is definitely in hell.
Okay.
Well, some of us don't believe in that. So.
Well, that's Christian or not, he's in hell. So that's
okay,
for sure.
So we keep that octopus coming and...
yeah, release the Kraken, please. Keep it coming.
I don't know what you want me to do. There's not, how much octopus can these fucking people eat, all right? I can't cook this shit quick
they
enough.
They ordered the never-ending octopus for $200, okay?
$200 is not going to cover the goddamn cost. There's octopus, man. What the fuck?
Is it possible they're sharing it at the table? Like, do they all get as much as they can eat? Or is it possible that maybe they're cheating it? Have you watched them? That's a lot of octopus.
Look. It is bottomless octopus, okay, is what they ordered. All I know is I go back to the table. There's no octopus on the table anymore.
Chef, I know it's not my place to speak, Chef, but I heard a segment on This American Life, that news program on NPR, where they said it's hard. People can't tell the difference between, and this is true, pig anus and octopus.
Oh, really? Oh, thank God. Oh, holy shit. Let's just use all that fucking pig anus
I
got in the back.
I've been sitting on 50
pounds of pig anus.
About?
What the fuck are you talking? Where the fuck am I going to get pig anus?
Should I thaw out the pig anuses? Is that what I should
thaw it out. Yeah, okay. If we got some, thaw it out.
We got 4 pounds of pig anus.
Fuck was that episode about it? This American
I forget
Life.
What the theme was, but they did a test at the end. It was like calamari. And they did actual calamari and then actual pig anus.
Calamari is not octopus.
I know. I know calamari is not octopus. It's squid, okay? But the listeners won't know that. All right? The listeners are going to think that they're
eating
octopus.
It just feels like you're going off the rails right now.
Yeah, a little bit, okay? Because I'm a fucking war correspondent, and now I'm doing goddamn pig anuses and octopi.
Ira, you were a war correspondent?
I talk to people who are at war. Yes, I correspond with war, okay? Yeah.
Look, this is PRX, okay? Public Radio International.
Yeah, Portland, I know. Listen, if we can get them to have some pig any, and maybe they think it's octopus or whatever...
Wait, don't tell me, okay?
We got click and clack over here. Anywho, all right. I am full.
Yeah.
Thinking maybe a little tiramisu, maybe?
Well, there's still some
tiramisu
would
be great.
There's still some food in everyone's plate.
Oh, God.
So okay. Why don't we just clear that off?
That's what you do. You push away and you don't be a piggy.
Well, then don't put that much food on your plate if you're not going to eat it.
Did you want to take all this home?
Okay. All right.
Is that what's happening?
No, I don't want to. Oh, is that? Oh, because I don't have a home right now.
Well,
will they let us take home octopus if we?
If you have a home, they'll let you take some. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
No, it's cool.
You know, what? I thought there was oil underneath my house. Okay. So I raised my house and I dug deep and my God, there wasn't any oil.
We know.
Okay, but fucking honest mistake,
Cindy. Yeah. Do you still talk to Josh at all, or is he out of the picture completely?
What's
or?
Going on? Yeah.
Guys, we're divorced.
I know, but do you have a conversation from time to time?
No, we don't.
We have 6 kids.
I never want to see him again. And I never want my kids to see him either. But he won half custody. What am I going to do?
How's everyone doing here? You need anything
Antonio!
Boxed up?
Oh, thank
you. So, to-go. You got some to-go containers?
Yes, well, we got a bunch.
We're going to finish off the plates.
Okay.
So we'll finish off the plates and then whatever else is still in the platter.
Johnny, do this. Last time you did this, we all threw up.
And let me give you my condolences one time for your father, who I know is roasting in hell right
Thank
now.
You.
But let me tell you, whenever he was here, when he was here and you guys would have this private room, the references, the song lyrics, the movie quotes would be just firing like crazy. And I would say, now that he's gone, like I heard, like I haven't been listening to your whole conversation. I've heard like three references, like by three different people, like one Lord of the Rings, one kind of half-assed reference with Harry and Sally, and then one person did Stained, I think. So, you know, he's okay as far as the references go.
We miss him.
When your father was here, it was like a rapid fire.
Antonio, wow. You're right. We miss
you
him.
You missed the Release the Kraken one, though.
We miss him, Antonio. You're right. He was best.
Right.
He was the best at the references, and we just fall short every fucking meal. Oh, I'm just glad you said it. I'm glad somebody said it. It's embarrassing.
I miss him.
Yeah.
So we'll get to this boxed up, okay? And then you'll take it home and you'll say, what's in the box?
Nice one, Antonio.
We should know what's in the box.
It'll be octopus. Yeah,
I'm going to say it too.
Hey, Antonio, quick question. Were you just in the back saying, who are these guys?
Who are they?
See? Now it's going, right?
Yeah. Now it's going.
I just had to prime the pump a little bit. Yes, you just had to be reminded. Well,
you know, I think Josh is a pretty good guy.
God damn it. Man.
Oh, come on.
Do you think he's a pretty good guy? What about him and what he did to me?
Nobody could do Vegas like him. Nobody could do Vegas like
Josh. Oh, the one time a year you get to go to Vegas. Every weekend of my life.
He was like a magnet.
He told me horrible things about myself. He said, you're too short. He said, you're too short. Get in this box. And then he'd make me prove how little I was by going into a box.
Because you thought you were too big for the box?
Say, let me see how long you can go into the box.
You can't take the bread.
And then he'd say, that's right, you little box.
No, you can't take the bread home. Eat the bread here or come back some other time.
Yeah, but we paid for the bread.
Take me out of the box.
You pay for an entree which comes with bread.
Take my shirt from the back, pull it over my head.
You can't take the bread home. That's not how it works.
Put me in the boiling sun.
I can't give away the bread.
You're not giving it away.
You can take as much octopus as you want, but you cannot get your fucking hands off the bread.
Oh my God. I was right. Those guys are trying to take this stuff home. They're fucking cheating us. That's illegal. We should call the cops.
Cheating us? Chef. You're a fucking line cook.
Chef, it wasn't This American Life. I think it was a radio lab.
Oh, it was a radio lab. Oh my God. Hey, Zeke, you know what? Stop thawing out those pig assholes.
I got the many assholes to thaw out already.
Oh, is that so? Well, I guess we gotta use them. What the hell are you doing coming up to me and tell me that I'm a chef?
I'm sorry, chef. Jeez.
What the look? We got all these tickets here. How much bread can a goddamn table want? What the hell is this?
They're trying to take it home too. Look at him. Look through that little window there. Look at them. That guy's got bread.
Get out of the way. I can't. The window's tiny. Move. I can't see.
Look.
I can't look if you're in the move. I can't see.
Fine.
Here. Come to my window. You can probably see from here. It's fine. Come inside. Yeah.
Every window in this thing so tiny. I can't see shit.
Come to my window.
I'm going to your window. I don't know where to look. I mean, it's like.
Look over there.
Look at
that.
Make the window bigger. I could make it the window bigger.
Yeah, Zeke, could you make the window bigger? Yeah, do you mind? Jesus. The only person who's working around here is Zeke and me. God damn. All right, look, everybody. Somebody just shit in my kitchen.
Oh, my God. Are you okay?
I can't get this thing to work.
Are we going to throw all these plates away?
We got to throw everything out in here. We got to cancel everything. Cancel the tickets. Tell everyone they got to go home.
Well, I know. I don't talk to
Everyone they got to go home.
It'd be my pleasure. Let me go out there and tell them they got to go. All right?
Okay.
All right, you guys. Hey, you got to get out of here.
What's happening?
You and your table, get up.
What is it? Closing time.
It's fucking closing time.
Is that what it is?
You don't have to go home, but you can stay here.
Can't stay here. Hey,
Let me tell you something right now. My father was captain of a starship for 13 seconds. He saved 70,000 lives.
And he's burning in hell for it.
And he's burning in hell.
They were bad people he saved. He saved all
the
really bad
people. What is that, the Star Trek reboot?
People.
What is that? That is, yeah.
Yes, I thought so. That's obscure.
No, I don't care what you guys are saying. I need you to get up and get out of here because there's an issue in the kitchen and it's an emergency.
You're a cook?
Yeah, I'm a line cook.
Do you know what they call a quarter pounder in France?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Oh, it looks like somebody just saw Pulp Fiction.
For the first time. I mean, we should disown you.
Royale with cheese.
So, Josh, I think you should slow down, man. You gotta pick your kids up in a little bit. You all right? Holy shit. Dude, was there glass in that?
Oh,
holy shit. Holy shit. You snorted some glass.
My wife is too short. My wife is too short, man.
Ex-wife, Josh.
Dude, Jesus. She used to fit in a box. You know, I could fit her in a box, dude.
I mean, anyone could fit in a box. A box would be appropriate.
Hell yeah. Where are you going?
I'm going to get out of here, man.
It's
I don't
early.
Be doing
it's early. It's early.
Yeah, man. We've been up for like 20 hours,
dude.
I got six kids.
I got six fucking kids.
I know, man. Hey, man. Look, dude, I'm just going to leave this pizza here, and I hope you eat it, dude.
I'm not going to eat.
All right, man. I shouldn't leave, but I got to leave.
I miss her.
Have you talked to her?
No, she won't talk to me.
Well, how have you tried to talk to her?
When I pick up the kids.
Well, I mean, beyond that, like, text her, call her, write her. Well, start thinking about doing that, man. I mean,
wait, you what? You like her?
What?
You like her or something?
No, I don't
is
like
that what's
her.
Going on here? You like her? Oh, she's
come
so
on,
small.
Man. Come
she's
on,
so
man.
Small. Just part
relax,
me.
Man.
Just
no, I did. I have been, man. I've been doing it the whole time, man. I gotta go.
I was full of glass.
I know that was a shit ton of glass you snorted, man. I don't know how you did that. All right, man.
I'll see you later, dude. Peace.
Yeah,
man.
Dude. All right. Hey, man, where are my keys, man?
I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
Come on, man. Did you put him in a little like a stuffed animal? You sewed him up, and I gotta look through all the stuffed animals. Damn
look
it, dude.
All the stuffed animals.
Damn it, dude. I hate shit. God, dude, they're all huge, man. These stuffed animals are all big as shit. I don't know what.
Fuck. Just use the force. You know what I mean?
What?
What?
Dude, fuck, man. I gotta go, man. I gotta go to work.
Your dad will be here any minute to pick you kids up, so please just have all your backpacks ready. 1, 2, 3, 4. There, okay.
Where's our mom?
Your dad's picking you up today. Look at it's Tuesday.
Yeah, but how come our mom doesn't drop us off?
Listen, I'm just a teacher. I don't work your family schedules. You're supposed to get picked up from school, okay? Get your backpacks ready.
No, I know, but you drove us to his house.
That is scene okay. two. That is scene two. Oh, let us get back on the rails. Oh, my. Oh fuck.
I did not like doing that scene with Joey. Putting it all in glass. I felt very triggered in that scene. I want to say that for the record.
Fuck.
I'm sorry.
It's not octopus, it's squid. Just fucking put me over.
Scene 3 comes from patron VIP Andy Montoya, who wrote scene suggestion. A brand new barbecue restaurant opens up next to a failing zoo. Take care and thanks.
Disgusting.
So next up, we got the gorillas. They're primates. You'll see them in different sizes and shapes, but do not feed the primates.
Oh, that one ain't moving.
Well, he's probably sleeping and or napping.
There's flies all over him.
Yep.
Yeah, the other animals are poking him, and they ain't moving.
I'm not going to lie to you. A lot of these animals smell like a feces. So the flies have come around, and, you know, it's a problem. But listen, it's a zoo, so flies are welcome. All right?
Yeah.
Up next, you see, we're going to see the panda bear. We have
Dad,
one.
Why do we pay for this guide? Why couldn't we just walk around by ourselves?
Sometimes it's important to have an expert China tell you what's going on. I mean, there's a lot you can learn on your own.
Dad, you're an expert.
I am, but in welding.
He lives in a cave in the back, and no one has actually seen the panda, but he's in there. We feed him, and maybe you'll be the lucky ones to come out to say hello.
Yeah.
All right, what part of a panda do we cut up and cook? I don't know. I guess maybe the leg? Is it like a drumstick?
Well, muscle, wherever there's muscle. I mean, I'm just not seeing a lot
of
muscle
true?
On this panda.
No, it's just skinny. It's just a lot
of, I'm saying it's fat. Do you think it's skinny?
I don't know. I don't see anything edible on it. Well, there certainly isn't muscle. There is no muscle. I mean, we can agree on that, right?
How big is your prototypical panda if you think this is a skinny panda?
Well, I usually think pandas...
Ching, ching, ching. Hello? All right, babe, I promise you, this is the best barbecue you've ever had.
I fucking love barbecue.
It better be.
All right, we have our typical barbecue menu, and if you guys are looking for a special occasion, we have some off-menu specials today.
Can we get a booth where all three of us can sit on the same side?
On the same, sure.
Hey, don't judge us, you know?
I wasn't judging.
I'd really appreciate it if, like, you could just kind of give us something a little more discreet. I'm Nikki Schitz, so, you know.
Wow. Wow, Nikki Schitz in our barbecue joint.
How are you? I'm not doing the voice and all that. But I'll sign whatever. Just, you know, a little discreet. Okay. Just a little privacy.
That special you put out during COVID was really meant a lot to me. It was very,
thank you,
very meaningful, and it touched on a lot of the stuff that that I think a lot of us have been going through.
Yeah. I don't know. I kind of preferred Bo's special. But anyway, speaking of specials,
why would you say that?
We will take
why would you say three. That? Larry, no, why would you do that?
Babe, what do you want to eat?
Because don't say babe after that. Why would you say that?
Well, I'm talking to her. Maybe I'm not calling you babe. Maybe this new situation has got me calling everybody
not my
babe.
Business, yeah, okay, but you were cool. Looking at him.
Okay, it's that. Not your business.
You know what? You know, maybe I should get my own table. I'm going to get my own
what
table.
About
he
me?
Has some cash.
What about
do whatever you want. You're here for him, all right?
No, she's here for us.
You're here for him.
She's going to fix us.
Who do you think I'm really here for?
Okay, don't be
Nikki Schitz? Or this guy.
Larry.
What's that? You want to say?
I was making a point.
Well, do you want to sit with me?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, table for two and then one for him.
Okay, because Bo had a special that really was funny and artistic.
Great. I don't even know who you're talking about, Bo.
No, you wouldn't. You thank wouldn't. Because you're very small. Coleslaw,
okay, so I'm gonna put. Sorry, buddy, you're gonna be at this little this table here.
Why is it so
small? You guys
can
have the same booth. Well, you're one person.
But it seems like a miniature table.
It is a miniature table. You're a table of one.
All right.
Okay. And you guys, this is the same booth.
I'm a health inspector. I've been sending you different emails and all that for a while.
We don't do email.
Did you inspect the premises?
Okay.
Do you need a Kleenex or?
I'm fine.
You sound a little stuffed up.
The zoo gets me all stuffy. I'm allergic to every single kind of animal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Georgie. Down here. You got my little table? My regular table?
Oh, I'm sorry, Zach. We got somebody at your table today, but...
What are you doing? I need my table.
Dad, I think that's a person in an ostrich outfit. I don't think that's a real ostrich.
Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I mean, that's kind of what a zoo is, right?
Help me.
Wow, Dad. Can I feed it?
Yeah, of course. They got those little pellets. And look at this. They got a pellet gun. You can shoot it at it.
Cool.
Come on. Get me out of here.
You know, Dad, to stay at the zoo, I haven't even been thinking about Mom's plane crash. Not even once.
Oh, my gosh. She did die.
Wow.
You know, I'm actually having a lot of trouble. I thought, like, I think that my boyfriends wanted just like a one-time threesome, and that I have then like kind of put myself in the mix. I'm asserting myself into the relationship as if it's more than it is. Ah! Can you give me just like a warning as to when you're going to rip the wax off?
Sorry, it's a Polish wax. We don't warn.
Okay. Just my normal lady gives me a bit of a warning.
Well, you know, if you want it the way that it's done in Krakow, this is how it's done.
Okay. Anyways, thank you so much.
So what's you're in a throuple right now? What's going on?
That's what I thought. And then the vibe is coming off as that we're not a throuple and that I'm kind of and
That's most of it right there. That's most of it.
Wow. It's incredible. I thought that was going to rip off some hardware. Some personal hardware.
Hi, Nikki. I'm just here to get my stuff. And also, congratulations. I heard about Linares. You two will be very happy. I'll just grab these bags.
Yeah, you can come in.
Are you going to like say hello to me, or are you going to talk to me through the fucking intercom? Is she here? Is Linares De Niro here? Great, she's here. Hi, Linares. It's Larry. You probably heard of me, or maybe not. Maybe not. Describing my stuff. I'll be out in one sec. You know, we used to be in love, Nikki and I. Yeah, good luck with that. He's the number one star in the
Larry,
world or whatever.
Larry.
Hey.
You're here to get your stuff.
I want to
see
you.
So take the cup and leave.
I want the cup in the bag. I want a bag to take
the
cup.
The bag is mine, Larry. No. Take the cup and leave.
Okay, I will. Bye, De Niro. Bye, Nikki.
Bye.
Shukum.
Oh, and let me just say
Richard, there's a health inspector here. We gotta get
I know.
We gotta hide
We are so fucked. We are so fucked. We just got this ostrich too that we were gonna cut up.
Oh my god. We're gonna get fucking shut down.
I was just scraping some of the felt off of the outside of the ostrich, which is
felt?
I don't know. Whatever it is. It feels like felt.
Are you sure it's not just fur?
It could be. It must be ostrich fur, but it feels like felt.
put like a
we are so fucked. We are so fucked.
Excuse me, hi. I'm just looking for the bathroom. What's going on?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Is that just an ostrich?
Just help having a
me.
Oh, is that why are there no feathers on the ostrich?
It's not an ostrich.
It's not an ostrich. It's a big turkey. Because what barbecue joint would cut up ostrich?
I don't know. As ostrich is not like an illegal animal, but why? I just no feathers. It's so strange. I just need to go to the restroom. Do you know where that is?
Do we know where the restroom is?
Well, in our own
restaurant.
It's only for customers.
Only for customers.
Sorry.
Okay. I have a health inspector. I have to see it.
Right.
I could start in this room if you want.
Oh, this is not probably the best room to start. Maybe outside?
Start outside. Look around the perimeter.
I already did. I flagged some stuff.
Oh, really? What'd you flag?
You have some oil leakage, just like there's just a pipe that's just pumping out oil.
Well, that's actually, we wanted that. It's we've got oil under this building, and we're thinking about
oil.
You know,
we struck oil.
Yeah. Oh, wow. It's kind of a perk of the lot.
Well, I don't know if you're going to be able to actually house a restaurant if you're going to, you know, be
We're weighing our options right now because you know we've got a moderately successful barbecue place, plus we've got a live oil well directly below the building. So
fumes are going to come inside and they're going to poison people while they're eating. So
we haven't been to dinner all together in a really long time. So before we eat, I just want to say thank you all for being here again. And good God, Johnny, do not ask us for money again.
Anybody else?
We know
that
you lost your business, but again, you decided to drill for oil in the middle of a property that you own. And that's not on us. And I just wanted to clear that up before we eat.
I should cancel my order.
What'd you order?
Well, I got a drink.
Yeah, why are you canceling your order?
Because I can't ask for money, and that kind of blew the...
We were talking.
Okay, I got a cookies and cream milkshake coming in.
Wait a second. You drilled for oil as well?
Well, see, I thought when you told your story, it sounded like it was working out really good, lifting things up.
Did you start a business? So everyone gave him money.
Well, he had a good idea.
Yeah. And he never really asked for that.
What was your idea? Was it a barbecue place?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're just stealing my idea.
No, but listen to how he refills the meat. Tell him.
Well, I don't know if I'm supposed. Like we fulfill our orders. We've got a relationship with.
Look,
the
no one ordered
vendor.
This shake. I don't know
you
who
don't
ordered
want
it. Can you?
Okay, fine. I drink your milkshake.
Machine 3, it's our show. Woo! Bastard in a basket.
Nicely done, everyone, and thank you so damn much for being here. Let's start our thank yous and goodbyes with Miss Jackie.
Thank you.
Yes, and folks wanted to find your wares, they should go to Instagram and look for you.
Exactly. I'm at Jackie DeRuthy, and it's spelled like it sounds, to be honest.
I think it's okay to be honest.
Thank you.
Yeah, in this environment, in these times. Yeah.
And, we need to be. If we can't be honest, what do we have?
That's right.
Thank you for having me. It's always so fun.
Please come back immediately. James Heaney, would you also like to say something honest and truthful?
Well, yes, honest and truthful. Thanks for having me. Here's an honest, truthful thing. Unrelated. I read the first half of Forrest Gump, and God, it's really good. Thank you guys for suggesting it last week. I'm going to finish it and give my full review next week. Find me here.
That's a great share. We thank you for that. Chris Alvarado?
Honest and truthful. I'm trying to build my chest.
Fair?
I'm trying to build my chest. I've always been somebody that dabbled in you know, the gym. I try to work out, be healthy, eat right. But I've always had like a boy's body, and I want to have a chest. So I'm really working on the chest. That's all I got for you, but it's honest and it's truthful.
Appreciate that very much.
Happy to be here.
Craig Kowski, thank you so damn much.
You're welcome. So this is what I got. I've got a regional commercial running right now for Spectrum.
Running on
cable commercials. No biggie. It's, you know, but it must have just expanded to new markets because, like, I've been getting a bunch of messages lately of people that have seen it. And because I get Google alerts on my name, I was taken to a little website called the Alchemy This Pod subreddit, where somebody had written a post, I think, trying to congratulate me on the Spectrum spot. And it says, way to go, Craig. But they spelled it S-R-R-E-C-T-U-M or surrectum. And so rather than congratulate me on the prevalence of my Spectrum commercial, you've just called me surrectum. Which if anyone deserves that nickname, it's Kevin, I think.
That's fair. That's truly fair. And keep those Reddit comments coming. Is the takeaway.
Yeah, Joey absolutely.
Greer. Yeah. Joey Greer, thank you so damn much, as always, for being your terrifically weird self.
Thank you for having me. And Chris, I just want to say, if you want any pointers on chess, I mean, just talk to me, man. Like,
okay. Now, our Patreon users, right, they'll see this video. Is that right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, but the rest of us, who are just listening,
yeah,
they don't know what's going on.
Joey took his shirt off and he is flexing.
He's ripped.
He's bananas.
Ripped.
It's scary.
It's unfair to the others.
It's unfair.
Who don't have the ability to use graphics. Let's thank our producer of the stars, Mr. Doug Bain. Fine folks at iHeartMedia. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak, reminding you, please be kind to each other. And until next time,
Help me.